Supreme Court agrees to hear challenge to government proposal to extend relief for student borrowers. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the federal government's appeal of a lower court ruling halting the expansion of defenses that student loan borrowers can use to contest repayment. An association of colleges challenged the U.S. Department of Education's rule allowing students defrauded by the schools they attended to be given student loan forgiveness. Some borrowers claim schools have defrauded them by using unethical recruitment tactics or by advertising exaggerated post-graduation job placement figures. The court granted the government's petition in U.S. Department of Education versus Career Colleges and Schools of Texas on January 10. No justices dissented. The court did not explain its decision. Oral argument in the case has not yet been scheduled. A trade association, the Career Colleges and Schools of Texas, sued the federal government, arguing it exceeded its legal authority. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit agreed and issued an injunction stopping the program. According to the petition, the Federal Higher Education Act of 1965 allows a federal student loan borrower to contest federal repayment obligations if the borrower's school engages in misconduct. The law also requires the Department of Education to specify in regulations which acts or omissions of an institution of higher education a borrower may assert as a defense to repayment of a loan. The department has for years allowed borrowers to raise such defenses to repayment claims directly with the department before and during the formal collection process. The department said the rule at issue in the case clarifies the procedures the agency uses when considering requests for repayment relief. The procedures needed clarification because processing backlogs arose. On April 4, 2024, the Fifth Circuit held that the association showed it would suffer irreparable harm from the program and that it was likely to succeed in its arguments. The circuit court granted a nationwide injunction blocking the department's implementation of its rule. The member schools belonging to the Career Colleges and Schools of Texas experienced injury from the department's rule that revamped regulatory provisions on student loan discharges based on the acts, omissions, or closures of higher education institutions, the court found. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger argued that the petition should be granted because the department has the authority to compromise, waive, or release any right, title, claim, lien, or demand in the administration of its loan portfolio. The Federal Education Act specifically authorizes the to cancel or reduce loans in certain limited circumstances, as the Supreme Court ruled in Biden v. Nebraska. In that ruling, the Supreme Court struck down President Joe Biden's controversial plan to partially forgive student loans. Biden unveiled the plan in August 2022 in a move critics decried as a constitutionally dubious attempt to help Democrats in the November 2022 congressional elections. The Congressional Budget Office said the plan could cost about $400 billion, but the Wharton School estimated the price tag could blow past $1 trillion. In a brief, Career Colleges and Schools of Texas said the petition should not be granted because the Fifth Circuit ruled correctly. There is no split among the federal courts of appeal on the question of the department's legal authority, and the rule is unlikely to be maintained, let alone defended by the incoming administration, the brief said. Biden will be succeeded by President-elect Donald Trump on January 20. The Fifth Circuit correctly held the rule in question to exceed the department's statutory authority in multiple respects as well as impose slanted procedures and presumptions that were not designed to ascertain truth, but instead pursue the department's express objective to increase the number of borrowers who receive forgiveness, the brief said. The attorney for Career Colleges, Stephen Kinnaird of Paul Hastings in Washington, declined to comment on the case. Attorney Adam Pulver of Public Citizen, a nonprofit group that filed a friend of the court brief in the case, said his organization was glad the Supreme Court decided to hear the case. The Fifth Circuit's interpretation of the statute is contrary to that taken by every administration since the statute was enacted, including the last Trump administration, he told the Epoch Times. It would also have the perverse negative consequences of forcing student borrowers to default on their loans to find out if they were entitled to the relief created by Congress. The Epoch Times reached out for comment to the U.S. Department of Justice, which represents the Department of Education, but no reply was received by publication time.